around her, trying to get her bearings. It was dark in here, the only light source from a small opening about 20 yards away. It looked like she was in a tunnel, or maybe a cave. Caitlin felt something hard beneath her and looked down to realize she was lying on a dirt floor on small rocks. It was hot in here, dusty. Wherever she was, this was not Scottish weather. It felt hot, dry, as if she were in a desert. Caitlin sat there, rubbing her head, squinting into the darkness, trying to remember to distinguish between dreams and reality. Her dreams were so vivid, and her reality so surreal, it was becoming increasingly hard to tell the difference. As she slowly caught her breath, shaking off the horrific visions, she began to realize that she was back, alive somewhere, in some new place and time. She felt the layers of dirt on her skin, in her hair, her eyes, and felt like she needed to bathe. It was so hot in here, it was hard to breathe. Caitlin felt a familiar bulge in her pocket and rolled over and saw, with relief, that her journal had made it. She immediately checked her other pocket and felt the four